KSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 621. Aaron's so excited this morning, so you know, Ryan, but when you walk in, it's a magical day for Aaron V this morning. She's got bacon stuck in her teeth.
Just had an egg cracker, and it has those
little bacon bits
little
that are
bacon
real bacon.
Bits,
yeah,
and yeah. I can't get it out, and so I'm just like...
Leave it. That's magical, man, to be able to suck on bacon for all morning. Don't mess with that. Are you crazy?
I just want to go brush my teeth.
No, you've got the magic bacon piece in your mouth. That's fantastic. If they can make like you know, the gum line things, the taste that were just bacon, I'd slam one of those in my mouth every morning. Sit here all morning like...
Oh, the things that clean your teeth?
Oh, yeah, like Visalign bacon flavored on a minute.
I think you just came up with an idea.
Yeah. Listerine bacon strips.
My ideas do so well on TV. Listerine bacon strips. There you go. You know what? We'll have to do this in the future. Because apparently, according to 2/3 of Big Jim's House, time travel's real.
It is.
Uh-huh. Ryan, every time we get a time travel story, what happens? Ryan runs down the hallway at 800 miles an hour. Immediately comes and tells us. Is that true?
Yeah.
It's true.
Got excited when I saw this guy.
He was like, dudes. Aaron's got bacon in her teeth. Oh, no, wait. So this one is from Australia again?
They're claiming, we all think it's Australian accent, but they're claiming it's a British accent.
Okay, so this is video of them interviewing the time traveler.
Now this, yeah, the people who are interviewing them have a paranormal YouTube channel. So they do all this kind of stuff, investigate ghosts, investigate aliens, and they happen to run across
from
right. Okay.
I have to hear this, though.
Here we go. Here's them interviewing the time traveler, right?
Alien time traveler.
Alien.
He's from a different planet.
Oh, well.
He said he's from a different... Now, that's stretching it.
Right.
You'll hear.
Okay.
Here we go.
The first question is, are you an actual time traveler?
Yes, I am an actual time traveler.
All right, so the lie detector says that you are telling the truth. In the first interview with you, you said you have a time machine. First off, where is it?
Well, I can't tell you that.
So it's actually being hidden somewhere on Earth right now?
Yes, it is being hidden.
Are you from the year
6491? Well, yes, I mean, it would, yes. I'll say that because where I'm from, the years are longer because my planet is further away from the sun than yours is, so it just takes longer to get around.
Right.
Okay.
One, it is a British accent. It is not Australian, it's British.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure lie detectors don't have a correct bell. Are you from the future?
That
Do you
was
have a spaceship?
Just a video.
Have you ever had relations with another alien? Like, come on, man. There's no way.
Now that I watch it more, there are some holes in it. Like,
oh, you're...
That one's not as believable as the other one.
But that other guy was also only... I could be a time traveler in 2 years from now also, that guy. He was like from 2021. That doesn't count.
Okay.
It'd be from a real time travel.
So you guys believe time travel is a thing right now?
Oh,
are there
yeah.
time travelers coming here?
I think there already has been, yeah. And there has been for a long time.
Right.
No, seriously.
You can't just... Oh, wait a minute. I'll see if Aaron's true on this. Well, there's the there's the truth bell that all time travelers
the weirdest
have
thing was the only thing fishy about it was Robert De Niro was giving the lie detector test.
It was sound a little... Okay, one more time.
Wait
the first
minute.
Question...
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Oh, meet the Fockers? Thought that was going to be a good joke. Dang.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't get that
man.
One, right?
Don't worry about it. We'll go back and edit this. No one will hear that stupid joke. You'll be fine. He's so proud of it, too. I'm sorry.
The first question is, are you an actual time traveler?
Yes, I am an actual time traveler.
All right, so the lie detector says that you are telling the truth. In the first interview with you, you said you have a time machine. First off, where is it?
Well, I can't tell you that.
So it's actually being hidden somewhere on Earth right now?
Yes, it is being hidden.
Are you from the year 6491?
I'll say that because where I'm from, the years are longer because
the
my
years
planet
are
is further away from the sun than yours is, so it just takes longer to get around.
And the name of your planet is full of crap. Just so you know, that's the name of the planet. Really, Ryan? That's the one, huh?
I will admit there are a few editing issues. I from being a video guy, there's a few. I mean, you can hear how he says 6021. That's definitely not the guy asking the question who says 6021. It's like a robotic voice.
It took you three listens to figure that out. Hey, Aaron, how are you doing this morning?
I am fine, thank you.
Do you guys want to hear more jokes about Robert De Niro? It works. Damn it.